Hello, I'm Dr. Suzanne Beavers with CDC's National Asthma Control Program. I'm speaking to you as part of the CDC Expert Commentary Series on Medscape. Today, I would like to discuss how clinicians can provide evidence-based care for expectant mothers with asthma. Asthma affects 4 to 8% of pregnant women and is one of the more commonly seen diseases in pregnancy. Well-controlled asthma in the expectant mother helps ensure sufficient fetal oxygenation and leads to the same fetal prognosis as a pregnancy without asthma. Conversely, poorly controlled asthma may be associated with risks of preterm delivery, low infant birth weight, preeclampsia, and perinatal mortality. Therefore, guidelines-based asthma care is essential to ensure that the expectant mother has minimal or no asthma exacerbations, few or no limitations on her activities, and minimal or no adverse effects from her medication. Healthcare providers should inform expectant mothers with asthma that about one-third of all pregnant patients with asthma will have worsening symptoms during pregnancy, one-third will have the same symptoms as they had pre-pregnancy, and one-third will have fewer symptoms than they did pre-pregnancy. Reasons for worsening asthma during pregnancy include limited rib cage expansion caused by a growing fetus, respiratory infections, hormonal changes during pregnancy, and gastroesophageal reflux disease, which may worsen or develop during pregnancy. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and the National Asthma Education and Prevention Program guidelines both state that it is better for a pregnant woman to be treated with asthma medications than to have asthma symptoms. Well-controlled asthma, with as few as possible maternal hypoxic episodes, is associated with better outcomes for both the mother and the fetus. As such, the goals of asthma management in the pregnant patient are very similar to those in the non-pregnant patient, namely, to limit asthma exacerbations and enable the patient to have a normal quality of life. To achieve control of asthma during pregnancy, the healthcare provider needs to follow a stepwise approach of medication management using the National Asthma Education and Prevention Plan, or NAEPP, guidelines titled Managing Asthma During Pregnancy, Recommendations for Pharmacologic Treatment. These guidelines may be found online, and we've provided a link to them at the bottom of this page. Short-acting bronchodilators should be used as a rescue medication for pregnant women having an asthma exacerbation or acute asthma symptoms. Albuterol is a short-acting bronchodilator of choice for pregnant women. Inhaled corticosteroids are the standard of care for treatment of persistent asthma during pregnancy and prevention of exacerbations. Inhaled budesonide is the preferred inhaled corticosteroid for pregnant women, as it is the only inhaled corticosteroid classified as pregnancy category B. It should be noted that there are no data to suggest that other inhaled corticosteroids are unsafe during pregnancy. Long-acting bronchodilators may also be used for asthma control if a patient is not adequately controlled on inhaled corticosteroids alone. The NAEPP guidelines on management of asthma during pregnancy also recommend monthly monitoring of pulmonary function during pregnancy. Spirometry is recommended for initial assessment and can be used for subsequent monitoring. Peak flow meters also can be used for patient monitoring. In the later stages of pregnancy, patients should be asked about fetal activity. Ultrasound monitoring may also be considered with patients with moderate to severe asthma. Patient education during pregnancy is particularly important for expectant mothers with asthma. The patient should be counseled to quit smoking if she is a smoker and to avoid exposure to environmental tobacco smoke to decrease health risks for herself and the fetus. Healthcare providers should counsel the patient on proper inhaler technique. Pregnant women with asthma should have an asthma action plan, including guidance for asthma management when there are no symptoms, as well as what to do during an exacerbation. Providers should also counsel patients to limit exposure to other environmental triggers, such as dust mites, pollen, and pet dander. Limiting exposure to environmental triggers may reduce the patient's need for medication. With proper asthma medical management, monitoring, patient education, and environmental remediation, the likelihood is greater for achieving healthy outcomes for the pregnant woman with asthma and the fetus. Thank you.